And indeed, let us love one another. That is the fundamental message not only of today's gospel, but the underlying foundation of our Lord's ministry. And it is that principle, that same principle, which guides our lives and gives meaning to what we do in this parish. Sometimes I fear we complicate love. Part of that, I suppose, arises as a result of the limitations of the English language, which, unlike the Greek and the Latin, for example, affords only a single word for the transformational notion of love. And yet at the same time, when we go in search of the meaning of love, or defining love, we sometimes only encounter complexity and mystery. For love is a noun and a verb and an adjective and an adverb. Love, or the lack of love, encompasses the entirety of the human experience. Perhaps we can best understand love only by analogy, especially through music and poetry. You know, there's a psalm that tells us that the Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in everlasting and steadfast love. The book of Psalms are music, rhythmic poetry. They express the reality of our lives, the air in which we breathe in and out. Clergy, religious, and spiritual seekers of all sorts regularly pray the Psalms. For it is in and through the 150 Psalms that each of us encounters the breadth and depth of human living, joy and grief, despair and hopefulness, children who yell, "It's beautiful!" Right? It is. Ecstasy and tragedy. I see you. We know at the core of every prayer is love, and our model for love is Jesus Christ our Lord. For us, love is not an achievement or a talent, you see, or a skill. It's a movement of our hearts and souls. Everyone can offer love. And the more that is offered and shared, the greater it becomes. Love heals wounds by offering mercy and forgiveness. I have said on a number of occasions that everyone has stuff. We all have a cross or two to bear in life. And our crosses may differ, but that existence of a wound or two is something that marks all of us. And you see, my friends, that's where love comes in, to heal wounds. Love happens when we offer a listening ear to another, when we serve as a beacon of light and of hope, and when we witness to the eternal love of Christ. Now, I'm sure that there are those, and they've expressed it to me over time, who would prefer that I talk a great deal more about sin, or doctrine, or rules, or at least in the same manner in which some profess to understand doctrinal rules. However, if you're coming to this parish to hear the many ways in which sin happens, or you're hoping to be condemned, you come to the wrong place. For the Catholic Church is committed to mercy and forgiveness and hope and love. If you come here in that spirit, please stay. Please stay as together we seek to embrace one another, to walk with one another, to link arms in the journey toward the kingdom in which the poor will receive their fill, and the grieving will be comforted, and the meek will be in charge, and the peacemakers will be seen as the children of God. Jesus' love is not simply a commandment for this life. It is a foretelling of the sweetness of things to come. In the kingdom, when we're there, we're not going to be evaluated, I suspect, on how faithfully and well we have judged others, but rather on how well we have loved. Yes, there are rules and norms and doctrines, my friend, and they need to be honored. But I would suggest to you that there's also grace and mercy and forgiveness and love. And it's in receiving and celebrating these graces that we truly love one another. So let us pray for all our children who received First Holy Eucharist 2 weeks ago. And also for the five babies whom we baptized over the past 2 weeks. There's one tomorrow. You didn't come to the right Mass. For it is the children who will always lead us. They'll lead us with love. And Jesus is love. And my dear friends, as we reflect on the immensity